Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Aaron Stewart. Aaron is the co-owner of blockchain recruitment platform job.com, and I'm so excited about how successful this has been. You know, Aaron, I see a lot of people co-opting and appropriating the term blockchain in their name or so their marketing or whatever. They're no more a blockchain company than anybody in the world. But you don't even have it in your name, and you're a real blockchain company. So I congratulate you on that. One of the things that I want you to talk about, and folks, this is really important, and I'm hoping, folks, that when you hear Aaron talk about how he entered into contracts with employers and employees in the earlier segment, and what he's about to tell you about keeping people honest in the application process when they're trying to get a job, I hope that you're starting to see that what this is going to do is this is going to open up a whole lot of remote working opportunity, the ability for you to use people around the world for micro jobs. This, I hope you're starting to see the granular impact of this and why it only works if we can move fast and trust the speed. Aaron, go ahead.
Yeah, sure. And just to say on remote working, 35% of the labor force should be remote working by 2025 statistically, just so you know. The first concept that I gave you about blockchain that we built was like the first very kind of basic and I guess crudest way, but now we've kind of gone much further, and we're introducing Equifax for resumes is the best way to describe it, and what I mean by that is it's basically a credit score for your resume. Statistically, 85% of candidates lie during the hiring process, and
86%
85%, yes. It's a well-known statistic. You could even Google it, and it will be there. So there's been some deep research into that. And because of that, we need to change it. You know, you wouldn't get a bank loan without a credit score, so why should you be given a job with all the, you know,
And consequently, if I'm holed up in my basement, putting myself out there to do some kind of remote contract work, and it's just going to be a small, you know, a short-term relationship, you know, who's going to know what, right? How would you prove it? And you could scam a lot of folks. This comes back to the trust part. The folks, when we talk about blockchain providing trust, and as you know, Aaron, this has been my big thing now for a long time. How do we put trust on a 9 gigahertz nitrogen cooled 32 core processor? How do we do that? We do it with blockchain.
Exactly. And actually, it happens in two scores. You get what's called a trustocracy score and a meritocracy score. And so, like we've always been doing on LinkedIn, which is all we all recommend each other, we put a score behind the person that gave you the recommendation. And what that means is like LinkedIn, for example, statistically has about 30% of the profiles are fake, and it's because people have given each other fake recommendations or done it to themselves. But if you had a trustocracy score behind the person that gave the recommendation and a meritocracy score behind the person that got the recommendation from where they have, you'd start to know whether you could trust them. And how that's built up is very
simple. So because there are two, you can sort of triangulate the validity of the capability of the person, can't you?
Yeah, that's right. So what happens is there's financial rewards in it for people as well, for being honest. There's also penalties if they're not. Again, if you had a credit score. But what it is if you give me a recommendation, let's say, Jim, you said, I know blockchain, Aaron Stewart knows blockchain, and then I get a job through job.com, and we take feedback from the client that person remained after their probation period, we can then put a tick against them for the skills of blockchain if they were hired for that. That then gives them a higher meritocracy score, but it also gives the recommendee, the person who gave the recommendation, a higher trustocracy score. And those scores continue to build throughout the life of your career based on what you feed and input into the blockchain. Mm-hmm. And those scores are kept on the blockchain and they're referenceable, and you can use it akin to like a credit score for the resume. And it will become the future of how people reference each other to know whether or not they really are who they say they are, based on what we're coining as a TM score, a trustocracy and meritocracy score.
Folks, this is fascinating. Now, the only way that this means anything to you is if you can, if you're still thinking that everybody who does work for you in the future is going to be under your roof or next door or across town or something like that, and they get to come in your office and meet you, and you know who their aunt is or somebody you know recommended them locally or whatever. If the future of all of your work is only like that, then you're having a hard time getting your head around what Aaron is telling you. But if you can appreciate the fact that going forward in the 21st century, in the digital age, we're going to have the future of work is going to be a lot different, then you can appreciate how this type of capability that Aaron's talking about, it will benefit you. Aaron, go ahead and wrap up the segment for us.
Yeah, so it's true. And what it means is it will open up an entire labor force to you that you may not have originally hired, because you wouldn't have been sure to trust them because they weren't a recommendation, or they weren't within your circle, or they're not working within your office. It will allow you to attract talent more efficiently. It will allow you to attract better talent. It will allow you to attract them faster. And in all honesty, why would you want someone working in your office with a desk cost, a light cost, an insurance cost, an overhead, when they could work happily from the comfort of their own home with the trust of knowing they are who they say they are through the blockchain and operating at a much higher efficiency level and increasing your margins because you no longer have the overhead?
And think about what that would do to rush hour. That's what I keep coming back to. Aaron, I need your website, Aaron.
Yeah, so it's www.job.com. Nice and simple, job.com.
J-O-B.com. Check it out. Aaron Stewart and I will be right back. I'm going to ask Aaron to talk to us a little bit more about the future of work. Well, let's talk about the work now, not just the contracts.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.